Here's a thought I'll title, A Corny Idea. I've been driving through a lot of cornfields, and it has me wondering, where do ideas come from? Here's one that just popped up out of nowhere. Because I'm driving through all these cornfields on this trip, I keep looking at them and seeing them mostly from the side and thinking, look at all those corn stalks. Couldn't that be an interesting composition? All those vertical lines. But every once in a while, I'll get a view of the top of a cornfield where I'm looking down on it. And I keep thinking, couldn't that be an interesting point of view too? Okay, so there's two images that could possibly start a corn project. Now what I need to do is figure out another 4 or 6 or 8 images that I could add to the project so that I could end up with something that had 6 images in it. But I don't have any ideas yet about what that would be. Maybe that's because I'm driving past the cornfields at 50 miles an hour and I'm only seeing them from 2 points of view. So I think the next step will be to immerse myself in them. I need to get out of the truck, go over to the cornfield, maybe take a few steps inside and see what I can find there. Change my perspective otherwise, because I think that's where the ideas come from. Ideas come from what we see, not ideas come out of nowhere and then we go find it to photograph it. No, we have to see it first because we're photographers, or at least that's the way creativity often works in my mind. People ask me, where do you get the ideas for your projects? Quite honestly, I get them just by looking, by observing, by letting things capture my attention. And oftentimes, if they capture my attention deeply enough, they can easily evolve into a small project, maybe a 6-image project if I'm lucky. So who knows? Maybe at the end of this trip, you'll find a corny project to review. And if nothing else, I'll have fun photographing it.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.